Thank you, our sweet shepherd, for clarifying the changes we're going through. Well, my dear ones, be patient with me as you read the first three paragraphs, because they're off the topic. The Lord started to address the rapture, and then he changed the subject. And I'm glad he did, because it's been on my heart to share this with you. So many of you are still concerned, Jesus began, and caught up in the rapture and its timing. But as I have counseled you many times, each day do your best to live for me. Repent for your sins of omission and commission. In other words, things you should have done that you didn't, and things that you did that you shouldn't have done. Be at peace with those around you, and especially your families. What I want to see more than anything else when I come for you is unselfish living. I want to see you busy about your Heavenly Father's business, doing it with great love. For some of you, that means working and providing for your families and raising them to be holy. For others, it means volunteering and being there for people when they bring you in need. Of course, always discern the need and be sure it is my will for you to help them. There are so many around you, my dear ones, who are suffering acutely from loneliness, sickness, and abandonment. There are many lessons to learn at the end of your days, and some of them have to do with your faithfulness to help others and visit the elderly and homeless. When you are strong and healthy, you reap what you sow. And if you find them unpleasant, your gift of time to them is even greater. For some of those, I walk very closely with them, and they're aware of me, because I am their only possession. No matter what their failures in life, the poor you will always have with you, and the grace to minister to them will be with you as well. Getting caught up in a flurry of political causes often leaves you insensitive to those who are hurting around you. In fact, being caught up in anything can have the very same effect. Claire knows this well. She tends to be very intensely focused or not focused at all. Yeah. And she finds herself having to wait to spend time with people. Lord, that's so true. I feel badly when I can't take care of others right on the spot. But you have taught me that there will always be those needs, and if I don't protect the time you've given me for music or messages, it will get frittered away, and I end the day feeling like a failure. Jesus replied, "My love, there are times to minister, and there are times to withdraw from ministry. The enemy knows well how to send feelings of guilt and failure that will stick and harm your motivation. Yeah, and throw you off course, too. You simply cannot do it all. And now I want you to share the direction I'm taking you in." Okay, well, my precious and faithful heart dwellers, I have felt great responsibility lately to recognize the anointed mantles the Lord has placed on others. Many are growing beyond me in holiness and wisdom, and that is as it should be. I know what it feels like to be a part of a church that is always pushing you back down into your seat. No, thank you. We already have that covered. I know what it feels like to have a gift, want to exercise it, and be pushed away. I spent a good 20 years in churches like that. I knew the Lord had given me gifts to share, but no one would allow me to share them on their turf, so to speak. That is the one thing I promised myself I would not do if I got in a position with a flock, and some of the flock were being anointed to be pastors or prophets. It's always risky to trust others with their teaching gifts. What if they're wrong? Well, I have been extremely careful to examine and discern each of those close to me, and I have found some tremendous growth. I didn't know what the Lord was up to, but when I saw others excel and have important teachings to share with the flock, I wanted to put them out there because I too was learning from them. Lately, you may have felt like I abandoned you. That's not the case at all. Rather, the Lord is making room for the anointings that have grown up around his teaching, and he is showing me that they have something very important to share with you. At the very same time, he is exerting pressure on me to be obedient to work with the music he gives me. A message could be life-changing for some souls. Let's say I reach maybe 2,000 with a message. But a song is an entirely different story. It is capable of reaching 20,000. And not only that, the Lord, as you well know, sings songs over you so that you've heard before, but in present time, so you will reflect on that message for what's going on in your life right now. Some songs we are still getting ministry from, even though they're 50 years old. That's the power of music. Lucifer was the anointed one that led worship. He well knows the power and impact of music to change lives, and he's using it to create a creepy culture of death, violence, and immorality. A young person might hear a message on the channel and remember it from time to time, but an anointed song will get sung frequently, and especially when Jesus puts it in our heads for ministry. I'm not interested in fame or fortune or proving anything. I'm interested in reaching the hearts of men and women for Jesus. I have very little time to do that, but with others contributing to the channel, it leaves me free to obey the Lord and work on songs that minister. Believe me, this is not easy. What comes easily to me is sitting down and writing and listening to the Lord. But music, it's a crucible. I must work hard to get anything done. Hopefully, as my skill increases, it'll take less time to turn out a song I've been given from heaven. Yesterday, I heard one of my really simple songs that was in the can. In other words, it was just a few lines and a melody. And I put it in my worship list, and it came up, and I thought, wow, that song is so simple. It's in my range easily. I can turn it out in a day. Oh, yeah? So when I was done with my Lord's Supper, I launched into that song. First, I had to flesh out the lyrics because I only had a suggestion for the lyrics. Then I had to find the chords and how I wanted to play it. Well, I got the chords, but I didn't figure out how to play it. And by that time, I was pooped. I'm hoping today I'll be able to get that song to you. But it is much more, so much more involved than I imagined. Finding the right chords, the right pitch, the right lyrics, rich with meaning to help you, and then the massive job of executing it on the keyboard. I'm very fortunate if I can play 45 seconds worth of music without an error. Then there is the editing, cropping, deleting, inserting, mixing with reverb and EQ, volume levels, etc., etc. And the same goes for the vocal part. So I'm going to see just how much time it really takes if I work with concentration to finish it today. Yesterday, I worked for 7.5 hours just getting to the point where I had the chords figured out. Mind you, not executed, just laid out. Yes, you can pray for me. I need it. And to tell the truth, the only reason I'm able to do that much is that some of you are praying for that very thing. I am greatly indebted to you, dear ones, whoever you are. You know the demon of jealousy and division lurks everywhere, waiting for an occasion to pounce and cause division. In fact, it's usually the pastoral assistant that causes split or division in a church. That's very common. Do you want to know how petty and insecure I really am? It's shameful, so I must tell you. Someone else put up a message, and I wanted to see if their message got as many views and replies as my message. Can you believe that? I chastised myself severely for this jealous, protective attitude, and I will not allow that in myself. God's grace abiding. I want to be happy when others excel and I am forgotten. My focus is, Lord, if only I can please you, I don't need compliments from people. I just want to make a difference in the kingdom. But then my flesh rises up and looks for compliments to quench my insecurities. When someone listens to a song I wrote and doesn't praise the song, I figure it was a bad song or badly done. My kids never offer a compliment for my music. And a couple of them are usually around when I'm working on a song. My husband always compliments me highly, which I become suspicious of. Is he really being sincere? Or is this to make me feel good? See, you can't win for losing. There are a lot of people who do not care for my music, I figure. Or they must not care for it because they just don't say anything. But these songs are given from heaven, and there are a lot that do care and get ministry, and that's what it's all about. So I'm telling you all of these things because I want to address my precious ones who are voicing concern over my perceived absence. The Lord is orchestrating this. He is anointing Carol and others to teach on our channel. He is giving dreams and visions to others that are of key importance. That is what I call a healthy body of believers. All have something to contribute because it's given to them from Jesus, even if it's only a comment. And my husband has enjoyed commenting lately, so keep an eye out for him. He derives so much joy from your comments and questions. So, my dear ones, forgive my perceived absence, but understand that Jesus is doing this, and it is his will and his gift to all of us. Lord, have you anything to add? Jesus began, "You have said it well, my love, and thank you for including the struggle you have with jealousy. My dear ones, nothing will kill a church or particular body of believers as fast as jealousy. It is one of the most deadly sins because it destroys unity and creates serious moral lapses for the sake of retaliation and competition. So many who are in the music ministry have a gift, but their hearts are far from me. Rather, they're seeking the world's accolades. But the ones who are anointed by me, I expect everyone to support with prayers, because this is a highly attacked position in the kingdom. These are the ones I have chosen to lead you into the chamber of my heart. For some, it's rock and roll, and for others, it's more classical. For others, it's ballads or blues, whatever reaches deep inside. They are hated more than any other kind of believer, along with true preachers of my word. Anyone in the ministry is a target, but Satan has an especial hatred for those anointed with music because he is wildly jealous of what he lost. Therefore, he competes with the most magnetic sounds to indoctrinate people into evil behavior and rebellion. There are very few things that grieve me as much as a pastor catering to a certain segment of his flock with a mediocre musician, when I have given him one who is truly anointed and has their hearts in my hands. Pastors, beware. There will be serious price to pay for favoritism that causes a church to be stunted by pleasing a few select controlling individuals. You may lose your job defending what is right, but when I reinstate you because you can be trusted, I will see to it that you are much better off with the new flock in every conceivable way. But for the rest of you precious heart dwellers who are truly dwelling in my heart, you know the sound of my music, you know my voice, and I charge you to pray for those who minister in song to you. They are under constant attack and temptation. Your prayers cover them with my blood and defend them against some of the most serious things that can happen to them. And please, under no circumstances, do not discourage Claire or think she has deserted you for some flighty pleasure. This is serious business, and truly she doesn't want to come to me with her songs unsung. I also want to add that you are in very good hands with her choices of who brings forth a message. These are very faithful and deep Christians that have longed to serve me in this way, even for decades, and now they are ready. What they have to impart to you is fresh manna given to them from above, and if Claire is behind them, they can be trusted to be sound and faithful in doctrine and inspiration. You are all the victims of a tremendous new onslaught of demonic armies, and some of you are finding that the old prayers simply don't work anymore. That's right, some of them don't. And for this reason, I've been working behind the scenes with two highly skilled and anointed vessels to bring forth the new weapons of warfare that will turn the tide. You are in need of much more powerful weapons now than you ever had. So I want you to pay attention to the message I send, not who gave it. Please, my dear ones, trust me in this. Trust me in what I am now doing. It will bring forth sweet fruit for your nourishment.